It's 27 past five. Well, there's some things in life that can be difficult to think about. Funerals are one of them. But they're incredibly important to ending life with some dignity. Unfortunately, many people who struggle financially miss out on a funeral at the end of their life. And that's where Catholic cemeteries and crematoria come in. Together with organisations like St Vincent de Paul, they've been providing hundreds of free burials for the poor in Sydney over the last 10 years. And Danny Casey is the Director of Catholic Cemeteries and Crematoria, and he joins me live with more. G'day, Danny. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, Jim, thanks so much for having us and for highlighting the great work that we try and do in this space.
Well, you do some fantastic work with Catholic Cemeteries and Crematoria. You've provided hundreds of free burials for poor people. I mean, how does the service work?
Well, sure. Look, the bringing them home is probably one of the most moving things that we do. It is, as you pointed out to everybody, something that we target at the homeless, the destitute, those who've died with no means. And it's just what faith-based charities do. So it's very much in line with our mission as a Catholic cemetery operator. And yesterday we laid to rest the 12 remains of 12. One of the most moving parts was that we had 10 or so friends and associates that spoke about those dear ones that their friends that they miss that are now resting alongside the great Charles O'Neill, the co-founder of St Vincent de Paul Society in Australia.
Well, you mentioned the Bringing Them Home service yesterday at Rookwood Cemetery to commemorate those who have died in the past year. I mean, how often are these services held?
Well, we do it every year, but in fact, what we do is we're available for this all. It's part of the nature of what we do. We try and make sure that we provide, as a faith-based charity, we reach out to those who are in need, to those who are particular areas, and we also underpin that with terrific work around grief support. I mean, these are all the extra elements that a faith-based organisation has to provide at a time of death. I mean, even the most anti-religious in the bureaucracy in New South Wales government, for instance, would have to concede that the faith groups have a role to play at a time of death.
So how can those who are disadvantaged, Danny, get more information about this service?
Well, they very much just get in touch with us on our website, Catholic Cemeteries and Crematoria, and certainly, I mean, we're open for business, if you like. We're available to do that. I mean, one of the things that we're looking to do, Jim, going forward is making certain that we can provide this service and these extra add-ons that we do in terms of grief care and support for those who've lost loved ones into the future. And you know, it's been very unfortunate periods of uncertainty for us over the last few years, and we really do need to bring things to a landing.
Well, it's a really important initiative, and thanks for the work that you do in the community, Danny. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. That's Danny Casey from Catholic Cemeteries and Crematoria. It is 5:30. Let's check the news headlines.